Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today about the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. Some people call it the Disciples' Prayer, some call it the Our Father. The prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples, it begins with those two simple words, Our Father. I wonder what those words mean to you. I trust that if you have never thought about the fact that we become sons of God by receiving Jesus Christ, that you will give serious thought to those words so that you too will qualify to say, Our Father. Because only those who receive Jesus Christ are, in the spiritual sense, children of the Father, of our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be thy name is the next phrase that I want for us to think about. Hallowed is not a word that we often use in modern English, but it means to be made holy. To pray, hallowed be thy name, is not a phrase that the modern mind would very easily make head or tail out of, I don't suppose. How can I pray, hallowed be thy name, when God's name is infinitely holy, incorruptibly holy? Here I am, a sinful woman, a needy, ordinary woman, praying that tremendous petition, hallowed be thy name. Well, I see in these words the essence of my relationship to God, the place to begin, adoration. Can there be a more appropriate place in which to begin our address to God but through adoration? The words, hallowed be thy name, are an acknowledgement of that single supreme reality which governs everything, which governs my life, if I want to turn over my life to Him. So I am saying, in effect, may all that I do witness to the holiness of your name. Let me say that again. When I pray, hallowed be thy name, I am saying, in effect, may all that I do witness to the holiness of your name. Now that's a pretty big order. But the Apostle Paul said that whether I eat or drink, I must do all to the glory of God. Did you ever stop to think about eating and drinking to the glory of God? Well, some of us eat and drink in such a way that it would be anything but to the glory of God. Table manners might actually enter in here, not just what we are eating, but how. I heard a definition of civilization. It's an agreement between people not to overwhelm each other or to burden each other with excessive humanity. And the way some people eat, and the way they fall all over the table and hold their forks and knives and spoons, sort of burdens the rest of us with excessive humanity. I want to eat and drink to the glory of God. This means that I must not eat too much. I must not eat too little. I must not drink too much or too little. I must not eat and drink the wrong things, things that I know are not good for my body. But I think Paul was reaching for the very simplest, most common action that all of us do virtually every day, and saying everything, including even such mundane matters as eating and drinking, can be and ought to be done to the glory of God. So when I pray, hallowed be thy name, I am asking that my actions, my words, my very being should witness to the holiness of his name. I don't know exactly how that's going to be answered, But that's God's business. It is my desire to be a witness to the holiness of His name. I did a set of videos, 45-minute videos, with the title My Life, an Offering. And in those talks, I did my very best to try to show that everything in my life is meant to be an offering. Not only my heart, not only my prayers, not only my, quote, spiritual, unquote, life, but literally everything I do. Getting up in the morning, getting dressed, making breakfast, brushing my teeth, writing letters, talking on the phone, sitting at the typewriter or the computer, ironing my husband's shirts, going to the grocery store, cleaning the living room, arranging flowers, taking a walk. My life is meant to be an offering, and that ought to make it quite different in character from a life which is not offered to God. The Bible says that someday everything that hath breath will praise the Lord. So everything that I do as simply one individual that has breath is meant to hallow the name of God. The word name in the Old Testament had enormous significance. The name, as many of you know, in Hebrew was so holy that it was not to be pronounced. And so the word Yahweh comes from those Hebrew characters, I'm told, which were virtually unpronounceable. It has always been the peculiar wisdom of the saints that they can read the letters of the name, capitalized, wherever found. Saint Francis on the face of the crucified, in the marred features of the leper, written in the air by a bird's moving wings. Faith sees in everything the action of God. The peculiar wisdom of the saints was that they could read the letters of the name, God's name, that is, wherever they were found. And I think when we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, we are expressing the intimate relation of a child before a loving father who, even though he is in heaven, looks down with great compassion and yearning love on his helpless little children. It's a very earthly expression. But hallowed be thy name touches a greater mystery, doesn't it? There are many mysteries, things that we can't explain. The marvel of radio is a mystery to me. Here I am in the studio, Jan Wismer at the controls. I can be speaking to you in your car, in your bedroom, your kitchen, your garage, your workshop, your office. And my voice is speaking of mysteries that are way beyond my understanding, way beyond yours, mysteries which are not explained, but affirmed and accepted. And here I am talking about these things by this mysterious medium called radio. The whole thing is incomprehensible to me, but it's wonderful, isn't it? It's an overwhelming privilege that I have to sit here day by day and talk into this little microphone and know that there are thousands of people who are actually going to be hearing these words. Well, the more we see of God's beauty and holiness, the less we have to say. Well, I can just imagine somebody out there saying, well, why doesn't Elizabeth Elliot just shut up then, if that's the case? And one of these days I will. You can be sure that one of these days my voice will no longer be on the airwaves. But the more I see of God's beauty and holiness, the less I have to say to Him in my prayers, the more silence there is, the more I just put myself in His presence and lift up my hands and speak His name. I don't have nearly as much to say to God. And I hope that I don't have nearly as much to say about many things. Valerie, my daughter, and I were talking just the other day about learning to keep our mouths shut. Somebody told me one time, never pass up an opportunity to keep your mouth shut. And we need to think about that one. The less we claim to understand when we see God's beauty and holiness, the more remains unseen and unknown. It baffles the mind, but it satisfies the heart. Baffles the mind, these mysteries, but they satisfy the heart. Every Christian tenet of the faith is a mystery, isn't it? They are things that cannot be explained, but have been revealed. We certainly can't explain the incarnation, the virgin birth, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension. They've been revealed to us, and we accept them by faith. We don't explain them, we affirm them. Our response to each experience that God brings to us either hallows his name or doesn't. Note, it's our response. It's not the experience, because we're not responsible for the things that happen, all the things that happen to us. But we are responsible for our response. So it either will hallow the name or it will not. His name, from the greatest happiness, from the smallest task, to the utmost grief. Let your name be hallowed. And this, in the final analysis, is the only thing that really matters about those experiences.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.